Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Over an outstretched hand, and it's too far! Too far for Brady and intercepted!
Bad read, bad throw, decision, everything.
I think the Rams getting 4.5 tonight against the Bucks.
Man, I like that Rams pick.
Dale Arnold.
We could have done better, coached better, played better. That would have helped us along the way. I mean, I wouldn't say we didn't run the ball.
Rich Key.
I just don't think they really wanted Miles Turner. I'd rather have Tristan Thompson at 9.5 and then 9.5 than Miles Turner at 18, 18, 18.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
It's typical with you polar poop heads.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into Dale and Keith. Dale is dealing with technical difficulties. So you have Keith and Andy Hart here. Andy Hart, how are you, sir?
Tremendous. How
good.
Are you?
I'm very good.
No, what am I supposed to say? Undescribable? Is that how Cam does it with Mike Reese every week?
He says he's undescribable.
Well, is that even the word? Isn't it indescribable?
See, you're the English guy and the writer on the show, so
yes,
I would trust you to answer
sort
that a little bit.
That's where I rely on squiggly lines.
Yes.
Ooh, squiggly line, better change it.
Oh, it's under red there? Okay.
Find a new way to say it.
Yeah, spelling not as important as it used to be.
No.
It used to be a really important skill, and now it's less so. We'll get to your thoughts on the Patriots' loss on Sunday, but the more fresh item, Tom Brady losing again. The Bucs fall to 7-4, two interceptions, and things don't seem to be going well once again with Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. What was your takeaway from the Bucs-Rams last night?
Two interceptions, could have been a third. There was one early that was basically dropped. There was also a strip sack fumble that I think he got kind of lucky on. It was close. But the best part of this is the soap opera that returns every time they lose. Yeah. Sarian's like, well, I don't know, read the coverage better, threw the ball better.
Just bury this guy.
I just love it.
Burying him. But
and I don't know, is that just Bruce Arians? I'm not going to pretend.
Apparently it is. No, it is.
Or is there some like old school coach? It's the schemes. Everybody thought this guy was special. He ain't nothing special.
No,
read the coverage, throw the damn ball.
Because I remember being surprised how he was acting the first couple weeks. And then people were like, this is how he was like in Pittsburgh and Arizona. And like, this is
I
how
love
he is.
It.
So I'm like, all right, there you go. And I don't think Brady can get that upset about it because he got what he wanted in Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski. Isn't that sort of like who's really running things? It's still Brady. Okay, your coach pops off and he says some things in the post game. You still got your way. You got your guys.
Which is why year two of his $50 million contract, I'll steal my friend Brian Barrett's idea again, will include Josh McDaniels as the head coach
take
of
snake.
The Bucs.
You snake
yes.
a take there.
Well, is
you
it
think
take snaking
yeah,
if
you're
I
snaking
say
a take. You're
that
taking a snake.
I'm taking it?
Taking a snake. Yeah, I think
oh, okay.
So.
Well, then I'm take snaking.
Okay, so you think McDaniels is going to be there, so you think the thing is going to end poorly.
All in on Jason. If you're Jason Light, you're all in on Brady. You've
you
made him the GM, the
Isn't that
director
still the right
of
move?
Football ops, everything.
Don't you have to be? In on Brady,
yes.
That's what you've done.
I mean,
yeah.
Because I would also say we're nitpicking, we're focusing because it's Tom Brady, right? He's a GOAT, he's the ex-Patriot, it's Belichick Brady. If you just looked at the quarterback for the Bucs, he'd been pretty good this year, right?
I think
just
so.
The QB for the Bucs, the stats,
Bucs
the
QB.
Record.
Yeah, Bucs QB's I mean, been pretty
he's
good.
He's losing to teams that are good, right? The Saints are
a
good
Bears
team.
Are good?
No, the Saints, I mean,
I
the Bears,
don't think the Bears
one.
Are very good.
But the Rams and the Saints are good teams, right? Playoff caliber. We're finding out that Rams defense, forget Sean McVay, the offensive genius, the Rams defense.
Rams might be the best team in the division.
Yeah.
That's a good division. I think Arizona and Seattle might have more flaws than the Rams. The Rams are tough.
They're good on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you watched that Cooper Kupp game last night.
Did you see what Devontae Adams said about Cooper Kupp?
Most underrated receiver in football.
I hope guys had him ahead of Jacoby.
Cooper Kupp?
Just making
sure. Bobby Trees.
No, there were at least five receivers playing last night. Yeah, Bobby Trees is good.
He's my man.
They have Woods and Kupp are a really underrated duo because I think everybody points to all the guys in Tampa Bay.
Right.
You point to when Odell Beckham's healthy with he and Jarvis Landry. Like, there's so many other duos you would point to, but Kupp and Woods are.
And Kupp also gets hindered by, oh, he's a white receiver.
Yeah, he does.
And then you watch the highlights and you see him shake guys and you're like,
oh, he's awesome.
He's a white receiver that can freaking move.
Oh, he's open.
Right.
It's like, how is this guy shaking free all the
so,
time?
So, you know, that Rams team is good. And, oh, by the way, just a precursor down the road.
Yes.
He's on the Patriots schedule. For anybody that still has any hint of hope that they're going to make some late season run to the postseason.
Yeah, you got the Rams. You got the Cardinals.
What do you think that defense is going to do to Cam Newton? Hey, Cam, hold on to the ball. Aaron Donald's coming. Good luck with that.
They're going
to
hit him a bunch. That's my guess.
But no, that the entertainment that we're getting, I think we thought we'd be entertained watching the Bucks from afar with Tom Brady. Painting in the sense, they put up circus numbers. They're going to be crazy.
So.
They didn't have a pass play. Not a pass in the air.
No.
They didn't have a pass play that resulted in 20 yards last night.
That's nuts.
With all that talent, run after catch ability of a guy like Antonio Brown, or Godwin.
7 yards a catch. Like, Antonio Brown did yesterday. Yeah. 7 yards a catch.
Suddenly he's N'Keal Harry. Right. Oof. Like they're not. When they're good, they're good. And when they're not good, it's. They're bad.
I was equating them last night to a team that is a great three-point shooting team in basketball that has one of those cold nights,
yes.
And it's just you're bricking shots and like the long rebounds.
And not fun to watch.
And you're like, oh, what?
And then when they're on, and you're like, woo!
It's the greatest thing ever. It is weird when you look at a box score and you see Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski, and they throw for 216 yards.
Right.
You're like, wait, what?
And then some of Brady's throws are horrific.
Yeah, again, so what did you think of Brady's overall performance yesterday? Because
not good.
The two picks were bad.
I think this throw he got away with, the one I said, sideline. It's like he decides on certain plays, and I think Lewis Riddick might have brought it up. Like, yeah, if you're just going to stare at a receiver, drop back, do your little crow hop, and chuck it deep, pretty much anybody in the NFL is going to cover that.
True.
And we've fixated on Cam Newton's inability to throw deep, and maybe he needs to put everything he has into every throw to get it down the field.
He's got
to
really heave it.
I'm not sure 12 doesn't have to do the same thing.
Who would win? If it was the old school QB challenge, remember that? You must remember the old QB challenge.
Ooh.
And if it was just Tom Brady, Cam Newton standing at one end zone, who throws it further?
Andy Reid.
Nope, that's not an option. That's not an option.
I am going to go...
Who can throw the ball further? Who's more of a man? Who could throw the ball further? Tom Brady or Cam Newton?
I'm going to go...
Come on.
Brady.
It's Cam Newton.
It's really close. I think you're going to be within a yard or two in either direction.
I think Cam's got some more muscle. Just like if you don't have to worry about pass rushers, you're just crow hop throwing the football. I think it's Cam.
But Brady has better mechanics.
He might
steal a couple. He doesn't have to worry about pass rushers.
And if you
and
throw
any
a nice tight spiral, I think it'll give you a couple more yards because of the way it's
and when you actually extend high instead of throwing from down here.
I could throw a vortex.
Cam's is more of a like a
yeah.
Like
I'm not sure
beam,
it has a nice. Yeah.
Tom does have a nice little arc on him.
But I'm telling you, they're both around 50 yards.
Yeah, they're both pretty close to the same.
And just to steal a phrase from Bill Belichick, Johnny Foxborough from Foxborough High can throw it further.
Correct.
Every high school quarterback in the state, starting quarterback, can throw it further than Cam Newton.
Did you happen to listen yesterday when they were just this really bothered Fourier, Cam Newton's Hail Mary, and that it couldn't reach anything? And
I rewound it, and I was like, where did he throw it from? And I understand, did you think it was more of an arc issue, or was it that's how far he can
throw? That's how far he can throw.
Oh, so do I, because like, you have to
get
it.
You know how you know that?
They were waiting for the ball.
You know when you learned that, I believe, on the throwback pass earlier in the game when he had, I think, bird deep and then an underneath route, and he went, I can't reach I'll take the underneath guy. Listen, yesterday was all over this. He was angry that you have a quarterback that can't throw that far because, I mean, he famously had Cordell Stewart throw it 75 yards or something.
That was a pretty big play.
So Lou was honestly asking, and I'm glad Lou did this, like, well, how far can guys throw it? Like, what's the average? Lou, on the air, starts Googling, like, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen
and he just starts giggling.
I think he can throw it
70 yards from his knees. Then he goes to 90. Patrick Mahomes.
I think he can throw it 90.
And it's literally 80. All these quarterbacks can throw it 70-plus yards. Yes. Somebody had a 100-yard throw. I forget which one.
Kyle Bowler threw 80 yards on a knee at the combine.
Right. Well, that's the LaMarcus, Jamarcus Russell did the same thing. He could throw
Kyle
for a knee for like 70.
Aaron Rodgers looks like he does. He can throw it 60 yards with zero effort.
Yeah. Yes, they all can. You know who else can? Herbert, your guy.
Most
back
guys.
Foot.
Oh, love, dude.
Back foot can throw
his,
it forever.
His 50-yard balls are the most beautiful
sharp,
thing in football.
Sharp, aren't they? This is old story time. My high school quarterback could throw it flat-footed.
Glory
so like
days.
Just turn it like this. It could throw 60 yards.
What's he doing these days? Does he need a...
He played D1 hot, but he didn't even play college football, and he could throw the ball 60 yards without even moving his feet.
And we're talking about Cam Newton and Tom Brady neither being able to do it at
former
this point.
MVPs. Now, at least with Brady, you're like, all right, he's 43.
Well, and at least with
Cam
Newton...
Brady has pinpoint accuracy.
Well, right. Does he? Because not according to Bruce Arians.
Who's he throwing to?
According
to Bruce Arians.
Who's
he throwing to, my dude?
According to Bruce Arians, Leonard Fournette's drops, not so much drops as poorly thrown passes.
Not great.
Short.
The interceptions weren't great either.
I'll tell you, he is not on the same page as Mike Evans.
So wait a minute. We've really kind of boiled this down. So Cam Newton can't throw deep anymore, and he can't hit short targets. We saw that with N'Keal Harry, Damian Harris, James White. So Tom Brady can't throw deep anymore and can't throw to short targets. So both of them stink?
No, they don't stink.
Storyline I didn't see coming.
No, you don't have to throw the ball 75 yards to be a good quarterback. It helps at
certain
times.
No, but you need
times.
To hit the running back crossing that apparently Bruce Arians think he can't hit either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and you have to read the defense, which is something else Bruce Arians, Tom Brady not doing very well.
But I also
don't
think it's much of a debate right now. Better. Or do you think it's a debate?
Well, I think it's more debatable than people might think.
I think Cam Newton's played better the last handful of games.
Yeah,
but
Tom
I still
Brady
think...
has eight times the weapons. You've admitted yourself that you love Jacoby Myers more than anyone on the planet should.
That's not true.
He wouldn't play for the Bucs.
That was more of a Deion Branch debate.
Okay, but he wouldn't play for the Bucs.
Right.
Okay, he wouldn't play. So
a
Tom
lot
Brady
of guys
has all
wouldn't.
That. Right.
So
if you gave Cam that talent, would Cam look a little better? Because Cam threw the ball pretty well on Sunday,
that's
right?
That's true.
Wasn't
he would.
Problem.
No, he wasn't the complete problem, but there was a lot of short passes that the offense would have looked a lot better had he
if
hit
Johnny
those.
Effing Foxborough, right.
Correct.
But according to Bruce Arians, Tom Brady doesn't hit those all the time anymore either.
That's true. That's
right?
true. Yeah.
So
Do you think Cam Newton in Tampa Bay would throw for 30 plus touchdowns? See, that's tough.
He'd go from 4 to 30.
Yeah.
No, that's a big leap there. But he'd also be getting different coaching. And I think his old school mentality might marry up with Arian saying, fucking Chuck, just throw it.
What happens?
We got guys that'll go get it.
Like famous Jameis a year ago. Tom Brady is on pace for 4,300 yards passing, 36 touchdowns, and 13 picks.
13 picks is a lot.
That's a lot for him, isn't it?
That's usually his high end, 12
to 13. Most since 2009.
Yeah, because he's usually more like 8, 9, somewhere
in there. And 09 was... maybe the best good season the team has had. that was not a great team.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they won the division, but okay. They got smoked in the playoffs. But I still think at 7-4, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are one of the contenders and one of the best teams still. I know that was a bad game last night, but I think the Rams are good. I think the Rams are going to be one of those teams that they're
a playoff contender. Are they a Super Bowl contender? Because they've shown they can't beat good teams. In big games.
They beat the Packers.
Prime time.
They smacked the Packers around.
And they got beat by the Bears.
No, I know that.
And
I know
they got beat their bag out of them by the Saints.
But it's not like they only have wins against bad teams.
Have one good win.
Okay. Green Bay, at least it's a good win. It's not like some of these college teams that are undefeated and you're like, wait, who is this?
Wait, but if they place the Saints or if they play the Rams, you're going to be like, well.
They get dunked on by the Saints. They get dunked on by the Rams. Are they going to get dunked on by the Chiefs next week, too?
I think they got dunked on by the Rams.
Well, they also
down to
the
last
possession.
The
Rams were four-point underdogs, and they outright won.
Who cares if they were underdogs or not? In the game, well, I know you do because you're betting it. But
I mean,
I'm just saying, a lot of people
it matters.
No, it doesn't really matter. The fact that it came down to the last possession, though, I wouldn't say they got dunked on. So if the Bucs played the Rams in the playoffs, you'd say the Bucs have no chance?
No, I wouldn't say no chance. Not. Who would you pick, though? And where does it look like the game's going to be?
But would you be confident that if the Bucs played the winner of the NFC East, that the Bucs would outright win every time?
The NFC East?
Yes.
Oh, during
yes.
the day? Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think the Bucs would beat the Eagles in the
At
playoffs?
At this point, I'm not convinced.
You are so
reactionary.
He
makes me look stable.
It's not the Eagles. I don't think it'll be the Eagles. That's why.
You make me
the
look
football
stable.
Team? Who's
they
winning
can't
the NFC
beat the East?
Who's winning the NFC East? They can
New
beat
York
the NFC
Giants.
Okay, the New York Giants. They already beat the New York Giants.
Well,
it was close, actually.
And Joe Judge will be like, the other quarterback stinks. He's not that good, guys.
That's a good point.
We know we can beat him. We'd much rather have Daniel Jones.
But they really have, I mean, kind of similar to the Patriots, which is kind of funny. The Bucs have been a bit of a roller coaster because after their losses, it's like, oh, everybody's falling apart. But then after their wins, it's like, oh, Super Bowl's back on.
But I think they're a little more opposite the Patriots, where the Patriots seem to play completely to the level of their competition.
Mm.
The Bucs aren't quite ready for big time or prime time. They have this developing night game thing where people are now, I heard Greg Hill sort of joking that Brady should enact a rule where he's old so he doesn't have to play after 1
That's
p.m.
True. He's already had his supper. So how do you explain them smacking
supper.
Around the Packers and then smacking around the Raiders in back-to-back weeks?
Because they're not any talent.
The Raiders aren't bad. You're not going to count that
as a Raiders are actually a very good football team.
That's two good wins. Okay.
All right, two good wins.
Okay.
The defense is the reason you beat the Packers.
What about at Denver? That's a good win, isn't it?
No,
is it? At Denver
not.
Stuff. Miami couldn't do it. Is
yeah,
it?
That's fine. No, neither could the Patriots.
No, I'm stretching.
Patriots.
Wait, is Miami a good team?
I'm stretching it.
I don't know. Where's our line of demarcation?
I say they're good, but they're not great.
So the Bucs have the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday. That would be a good win, right?
Old school, new school.
If they can beat the Chiefs, I'll give the Bucs some credit.
Okay,
but if they don't beat the Chiefs, then
I'm sure they'll tune in next Monday.
Be one and done in the playoffs.
It's in Tampa
Sunday night.
No, Sunday 4:25 on CBS.
That's good for Brady.
He won't be tired.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
I believe the Chiefs are currently 3-point favorites according to Vegas.
3-point favorites on the road.
So Tampa's a home dog there.
Home dog.
I don't think the loudest.
I don't think you're going to see the Chiefs being underdogs in any other games this year, unless barring an injury.
What do you think the issue is with Brady more so? Because it seems like Evans and Godwin haven't really gotten on track. Evans had a couple of good games earlier in the year, but that it seems kind of disjointed, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like for a guy who's as good of a receiver as he is, somebody who won Johnny Manziel the Heisman, somebody who got Jameis Winston these great, numbers. Obviously
stole his own touchdown pass. You threw it 5 yards short of the goal line and he gronked it in.
Right.
Like he looked like Gronk just dragging people into the end zone.
But what is that? Is that Arians? Is it Brady? Is it Evans? Like I don't know what it is, but it's not smooth.
It is not smooth. Yeah. And I would also, there was a portion of the game last night, it seemed like we were back to the opening drive in Miami where he was just looking for AB. It was like AB, AB. Every time I looked up, he was throwing an AB on the sideline, AB short. Oh, let's have a jet sweep to AB. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not necessarily him calling every play.
No, yeah.
But I still think all of that bears watching. I would be annoyed if I were Mike Evans. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yes.
Like,
I'm telling you,
I've been here for a long time, and you suddenly bring in these two clowns, and I'm saying clowns.
Clowns.
And now they're the focus of the offense?
Right.
Bleep you.
13 targets for Antonio Brown last night, 10 for Chris Godwin, 9 for Mike Evans.
How many for, what's his name, Scotty?
Scotty Miller? Hey, what happened to your guy, Sean? Remember, you were so high on Scotty Miller.
Too many cooks in the kitchen, that's what happened.
I told you
Which
this was going to happen.
Predicted.
This was what the discussion was about.
That's why there was a question.
You couldn't have been more wrong about Scotty Miller. I said this like a week and a half ago.
I thought Brady liked Scotty Miller a lot more than he actually does.
Admit you were wrong.
I don't even know who he is anymore. Although he had one of the longest catches of the night last night. Crossing pass over the middle, didn't he?
Who?
Scotty.
Scotty Miller?
Yeah.
No, he didn't have any catches last night.
Was it wiped out by penalty? He definitely caught a ball.
Oh, yeah. It must have
been
wiped
out by penalty.
He didn't have anything. Too bad.
I think that was his only target.
That might have been it.
Predictable.
But the Rams seem like they're pretty legit. Right now, if you had to handicap the NFC, after watching last night's game where two of the contenders, after seeing, 10 games or 11 games for a lot of these teams, if you had to pick one team in the NFC right now, who would it be?
I'm picking the Rams. I was picking them before last night.
I don't hate that.
This makes me more confident.
I don't hate it either.
I don't hate it.
Hold on. I have something to say here.
Oh, Sean,
you have spent the last 2 months saying that the Rams aren't good because the only wins they had were against the teams in the NFC East. And now all of a sudden, they're good.
You have been exposed as a fraud again.
That's
you did say
true.
That.
That
was your big thing.
Months ago.
Good point,
and then
Sean.
Their defense came around, and I was like, wow.
Their defense
this
was good the whole time.
No, it wasn't.
They got some dudes on defense.
Their defense is now coming into form.
Chime is like Andy. He's a servant to the box. Score and he is so simple-minded and can't grasp one step further than
tell
what
me
he
as a
sees
small
in the final
right, John,
score.
That'll complete your
what are you
going to
tell me? The San Francisco 49ers are the best team in the NFC just because Kyle Shanahan's their coach?
I think the NFC is wide open. I think there are 5-6 teams that could win.
Yes.
I think Seattle...
Would any of them winning surprise me?
No.
They are living what Cam Newton said a couple weeks ago about how the league resets itself every 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, the NFC, remember...
Oh, it's wild.
All in on the Seahawks. It doesn't matter that they don't play defense. They'll just outscore everybody.
They started to play a little bit of defense this week, too. Against Arizona.
We'll see.
But I think the NFC East I'm going to rule out. The NFC North, Packers? Packers just
lost. Completely rule it out, though.
I wouldn't rule them out either.
When they look good, they look
good.
When
they're hot, they're really good.
When they look good, they look good.
No,
I think
know.
They've been dealing with some injuries and stuff, and so I think...
No, I definitely I would put them on the list, but nobody else. Vikings, they've had their chance.
No, they're not in.
They lost
the
Cowboys, you're out.
Yeah, good point. So there's one team there. But then these other divisions, I think Arizona, who the Patriots will face on Sunday, Seattle, as flawed as their defense is, and the Rams, that's three teams right there, and then Saints-Bucks. That's 16.
Saints, I mean, it'll depend on the quarterback situation.
Yeah. You like the Taysom Hill experience?
No.
You didn't like that? Ran for a couple of tugs? No?
Nah, I'm good.
Tugs?
That's what Wiggy calls them.
Tugs?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean,
like touchdown. Tugboats?
Woo, woo. Tugboats. That's exactly what that means.
I thought that meant something different. when you put a different word before it. Rub.
You're the wordsmith here on the show. I don't know what to tell you. You write for WEEI.com.
Can we keep it clean here, Andy? This is like you come in. We're in the first segment of the show. You're already bringing up sexual favors.
How many times did you dump Fitzy yesterday, John? Three times?
Three, I believe.
Unbelievable.
What did he say?
He kept saying
words that you're not allowed to say on the air.
Like, give me an example.
Hence why he was dumped three times.
Really? I didn't know he was.
I'll tell you during the break. They're not like a major word that would be like an obvious one.
Like bodily functions or something?
Kind of down that road.
Okay.
And I think it's frowned upon. So John's just
commonly used in a phrase with vinegar.
Oh, you can't say that phrase?
Yeah, the way it's said.
Salt and vinegar gets
you
dumped.
He says it all
the
time, apparently.
Yes, it does, Andy.
You just can't have
it. If there's an ED on it, you can say it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm upset.
Yes. I believe so. Okay. Yes.
But you can't down your leg either, right?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
No, you cannot.
I mean, you can. But...
And you could say that Tom Brady did that last night.
A little bit.
Hey!
That's what I think is funny, that the Patriots couldn't close, and I wrote a column on WEEI.com. I think I left out a letter there.
WEEI.com.
That, you know, maybe if you had your old school Tom Brady closer, this whole Patriots season would look different just because of the end of the game, just for 2 minutes. If you could plug him in for 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and then last night he had his chance. Meanwhile, you have Andy Reid just like... You mean I got Patrick Mahomes with a little over a minute? I'm good. Right?
Yeah,
there's been a passing of the torch. There's a closer. There's still an unquestioned closer. There's another one in Green Bay.
What?
There's another one in Green Bay that's pretty good at end of game these days.
Yeah.
Remember when he couldn't win and he couldn't close games? There was all these people that liked to rip Aaron Rodgers.
You know, take him. You know who turns out stinks? Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
Turns out he was a big 100%. A big problem.
But
there.
He got a 5-year deal. That's impressive steal.
That is a bad one.
I gotta get a contract like that.
What, a 5-year deal? I don't think they give those out anymore, especially in radio.
And they can can me after one if I get a 5-year deal, just
that's
like McCarthy.
If it's all guaranteed.
Hell yeah.
But as for Brady last night, certainly a underwhelming performance against a really good team. They're still 7-4.
I didn't
Yeah.
The biggest bungle boob play.
But his head's about to explode.
It just hit me. I can't believe I haven't brought it up yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch the batted pass that he threw a second time?
Yes.
Like,
what is that?
He knows you can't do that.
What is that?
It was almost like a little kid sulking, right? Watch his body language.
Yeah. Oh, he was doing that a lot on the sideline, by the way.
And it's also a moronic play because, correct me if I'm wrong, it's only a penalty if you do it to your receiver. If you throw a pick six there, it's a pick six.
They will decline,
the penalty.
Yeah, we're like, we're good.
So your little temper tantrum on the field could have been a pick six. And he didn't even have the ball either. Did you notice? He threw a knuckleball. He was like holding the end of it. He just chucked it like a little kid.
Yeah, bizarre.
Like me on a golf course or something, like sulking. That's what I thought. He sulked a lot last night. You know, we used to spend a lot of time in this town, body language and sulking. Well, I think you saw a lot of sulking and body language from Tom Brady. And
I agree. Even when it was like the game was tied.
What could he possibly want? What could he possibly be sulking about? Josh McDaniels? Well, you're not getting him mid-season. No, but he got AB. He got Gronk. He got talent.
Oh,
what's he sulking about?
I think this year at times.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm trying to answer your question. I'm trying to. No, my internet's fine. I'm trying to. I guess at times from all the games I've seen Brady play this year, it seems like he kind of gets pissed at his offensive line a lot, right? Don't you think he gets upset at them? Maybe he doesn't have as much time as he thinks. But
so it's always somebody else's fault is basically this end of this story.
That's how it works with a lot of guys. Don't you think?
Yeah, like Belichick.
Speaking of Belichick.
We've seen the two greatest winners of all time.
Yeah.
They're terrible losers when they're apart.
Well, the Brady-Arians thing, I think, is interesting. We can get into more of Andy's thoughts on that and whether they're going to have to maybe even replace him at the end of the year. We'll see if that happens. Keyshawn Johnson will join us at 11 o'clock. We have Kiefer Madness at noon 30, and we may or may not get Dale back. It all depends on the strength of his internet connection. That's, I think, how we're going to do that. You can join the show, 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale. And when the bitch-ass diva cocky Cam Newton sucks.
Keith.
More like head and ass.
Andy Hart.
Bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi. That's all, folk.
On WEEI.
Belichick, Bruce Arians. Polar opposites. How's that been?
Working with BA has been really great for me in a very different way. You know, he's very tough on you when things aren't the way that they need to be. There's nothing about me or my game that's infallible, you know. I'm a player like everybody else, so I'm trying to be coached, and I think the team has very high expectations for me. When I don't meet those, he should be pissed at me, you know. That's just rightfully so, and there's probably nobody more pissed than myself, but when you hear it from your coach, too, you know, it does motivate you.
Hello? Hello? Dale's back. Hello?
Everything good?
Yeah, I guess we had some
some issues, not of my own making, but the gremlins in the system. And here
it's
we are.
It's almost that time. Gremlins is a Christmas movie. We're right about that time.
It's a top five Christmas movie.
You're damn right it is.
Oh, we're going to talk Christmas movies tomorrow with Fitzy.
Christmas movies?
Yeah, I'm having trouble.
Andy's short circuit.
Sound like
Todd
McShay.
Or Scheim. Yeah, Fitzy couldn't be more wrong on his take.
Yeah, he's dead. And it's usually football where he's torn in weird directions and doesn't know what to say.
It's really an odd take that he doesn't like Christmas Vacation. Especially coming from him. Like, that would be right in his wheelhouse.
Yes.
I don't get it.
But we'll get to that
anyway.
Tomorrow.
Anyway, I did not, because we had issues, I did not get to hear you guys talking about Tom Brady last night. So if I throw something in here that you've already gone over, feel free to tell me. But I said this with Greg and Danielle and Wiggy. I think he senses his football mortality creeping in.
That would be the explanation for Sulky McSulk-Sulk showing up so often.
Well, and I know Rich and I've had this disagreement in the past. Rich has no problems. Don't shake hands. In fact,
get out of here.
Spit in their
that.
Face and
yes,
get out of here.
That'd be for the best.
And normally, I would agree with you if this were the case. If he wins and he storms off the field, and if he loses and he storms off the field, but he wins and it's like a conga line.
Yep.
He wants to shake everybody's hand.
Swapping jerseys.
When he loses, it's Sulky McSulk-Sulk.
Now, he did go shake Drew Brees' hand after Drew Brees beat him. So it's not
that's
everybody.
That's the one, apparently.
Right?
It's
so if you're a Hall of Famer, I'll shake your hand. If you're anybody else, a hair below.
Yeah.
If I beat you in a Super Bowl, but then you beat me in a regular season game, or I didn't beat you in a Super Bowl, we won't see each other.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to defend everything he does. I don't
it's
need
a
him
sore
to shake
loser.
Hands. Yeah, that's fine.
Right?
Show me
kind of found two people in this Brady Belichick dynamic who might be sore losers.
Show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser. How's that sound?
Cam Newton.
No, and loser. Rich, I would agree with you. I would agree with you if he was a sore winner too.
Okay.
There's no consistency there. Yeah. It's I beat you. Come here, give me a big hug. Let's hug it out,
right.
Bro.
Yeah. Let's talk about how great I am and what I did to help me win. Oh, you want to talk about my interceptions and why we lost? Nah, we're not doing that.
See, I don't know if it's necessarily he feels like his career is almost over because it is. I just think there is so much pressure on him this year, and he put the pressure on himself, which is true. But
I like that. But
it doesn't mean that there isn't. And I just feel like he knows that he needs to win a Super Bowl with this team this year or next year. And it's hard to even think about next year because who knows what the hell is going to happen with him, the rest of the roster. So he's like, this team has to win. So it isn't like I feel like the Rams, on the flip side, are in a really good spot because nobody's talking about them this year. Right. Following last season, there was the year after the Super Bowl, so there were still a lot of expectations. They didn't make the playoffs and whatever. Now they're kind of like a sleeper.
Yes.
They don't have Drew Brees. They don't have Tom Brady. They don't have Aaron Rodgers. They aren't Russell Wilson. So they're in a great spot. Whereas Tampa Bay, every week they go out there, they're supposed to be perfect, especially on offense. They're supposed to be damn near perfect. And when they're not.
They should be with that group.
Yeah, they should be.
What, you mean the group that didn't have a single play go 20 yards?
That is
not
crazy.
A single play.
That's nuts.
I got to tell
you. What are
you
doing?
And I know we've said this on a couple of occasions this year, and I think he senses it. Tom Brady hasn't been very good at times this year.
No, he has.
Now, there have been some games where he looks like Tom Brady.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
But not the big games.
Like last,
the turnovers, though.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And because if you just I said this to Rich earlier, Dale, while you were rebooting.
I had to reboot my body, apparently. Nothing was working here.
That if you just looked at his stats, you know, this quarterback has this many yards. He's having a good season.
Yeah, you'd take it. Yeah. You'd say that's solid.
But you don't know the story of he's Tom Brady. He picked where he wanted to be. He picked his roster. He, as Rich said, put all the thumbs on himself and said, let's go. Jump on the back. We're going to the Super Bowl. And I liked that. I really liked that.
Yeah.
But Rich is also right. I don't know that Tom is handling it very well when right now they're kind of stumbling and bumbling along, and especially these primetime games against playoff caliber opponents.
Yeah, you look at the teams that he's beaten, and you're kind of not that impressed. And then you look at the teams that have beaten him, and he's having a hard time coming up with a good win against a good team.
So I think Green Bay is a good win. I think Green Bay is
you're right. That was
a good one.
I think Green Bay is a good win, and I could probably even talk myself into at the Raiders being a good win because they've turned out to be solid. What are they, 6-4?
Yeah.
They split with the Chiefs. But you're right. I mean, their losses, New Orleans twice. I mean, that's the team. That is your if you lose on a tiebreaker for the division, it's nobody's fault but your own because you lost both games and you got spanked in one of them. And then you lost to the Bears, which was an odd one in primetime. And then you lose in primetime again last night. So it seems like these marquee games is where they're falling.
And you boil it down to, beyond everything else, this is the position that you want Tom Brady for if you're the Bucs, right?
Yeah.
you know, a minute whatever to go. You're down three.
100%.
Okay, let's go.
I would have bet the mortgage he was going to go right down the field, score, and they were going to win the game.
Instead, you're getting a Jameis Winston-like ending where he throws the ball to the other team.
Jameis Winston did that plenty of times last
year.
By the way, not just, okay, interceptions happen, I understand. That was one of the most boneheaded, idiotic throws you've ever seen Tom Brady make.
Well, he's making horrific throws, and I don't know where the disconnect is and whether it's mental, physical, or the disconnect between the mental and the physical. Like, yeah, I can't get that ball there anymore. Like I said to Rich earlier, that the Cam Newton double pass, the throwback to Cam Newton where he didn't go for the deep ball to Bird.
Right.
I think his brain
said, because
he
didn't think he could get it there.
Right. And so maybe that's a good thing. Like, I don't have the 97-mile-an-hour fastball anymore. I got to come in here with the changeup and hope it's good enough. I don't know if Tom realizes, you know, that throw where the pressure's on him and he's kind of off the back foot, that he doesn't have it anymore, that he doesn't have those throws. And I don't know if the offense realizes that. And I still think they're in that process, too, of figuring out what they are as an offense with Bruce Arians' offense and Tom Brady's abilities, decision-making, best-suited skill set, because the talent is there. I don't care about the line. Screw the line. I know everybody's, an offensive line can derail everything.
And the word
everything.
Today is he's evidently got the offensive line shuffled around starting this week, too.
So what's he going to do? Go get Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason?
No, you got what you got.
He has switched the centers for next week. Yeah, they moved the center to guard. They put somebody else in at center. I mean, it's like every excuse that you can hand Tom Brady for why this isn't his fault. But then Bruce Arians goes out and talks publicly and says, yeah, he missed the throw.
Maybe they need Ali Marpet. Once Ali Marpet's playing, that'll
that
solidify everything.
That would be a huge difference. That best, Hobart blood.
That's right. He's one of the best linemen in the league.
He actually is.
Yeah.
It's true.
As he turns out. It's
surprising.
Yep, it is. Nobody saw that coming.
But you just said it, though. Every excuse in the book, at some point, just play. Just win. Every team has excuses. Like, Cam Newton should be reminding everybody, you know, Julian Edelman's not on the field, right? You know, we got no Julian Edelman. And the offensive line's moved around, and you see the end of the game.
Well, they had to take out Fog.
Well, he didn't really. I thought more reporters tried to drag him down that road, and he kind of pumped the brakes. But every quarterback has excuses, right? If you want to look for excuses,
of course,
you have them. You have them. Somebody's hurt. Yep. Somebody's got a pulled hammy. Somebody missed Wednesday's practice when we put in the game plan. You can always find an excuse. Brady doesn't really have excuses. He has great weapons. He's supposed to be Tom Brady. He's supposed to be a great offense. It's an offense that threw for 5,000 yards a year ago without him. Mm-hmm. Like, stop making excuses. People don't want to hear the excuses. They just want to see you either win or fail miserably, pout, McSulk, and go off the field whining.
Now, let me ask Rich this more specifically, because he's the biggest Antonio Brown advocate of the bunch of us. How's he look to you, Rich?
Not like the best receiver in all football, like I thought that he was.
Not even close.
But at least a guy that is, I think Evans and Godwin should get targeted more, at least right now, until Brown either gets his footing back or whatever. But compared to some of the other guys that he was throwing to, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying he's a bad receiver.
Yeah.
I was with you when they brought him in. I thought he was the best receiver in the game.
I still think there's a chance that you have
He's like the third best receiver on his team.
Well, I know, but that still could be the fifth best in the league based on the roster that they
but
have.
But there was a stretch there. It was just Brady to Brown, Brady to Brown, Brady to Brown.
He does lock in on him a little
and
bit.
I don't know
he
if that's...
He forces it, doesn't
he?
Is
that because they're roommates? I mean, that's the easy thing.
Or are you trying to get him going because you know he's further behind than everybody else is?
Yeah, you know who else doesn't look great? All of them. Like,
I'm telling you, they all... At times, it looks disjointed. It looks kind of like the Patriots passing attack at times, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know the personnel ain't right here, and you know that it's great there, but for some reason, it's Mike Evans stops a route, and you're like, was Brady wrong on that, or was Evans wrong on that? And then they're looking at each other, and you're like, it's week 11. Like, what's happening right now?
Well, you know, they didn't have normal offseason.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's all kinds of excuses.
Actually,
Tom
Brady
kind of
did. He had more practices this year than he did last year.
A lot more. His offseason was filled with stuff
this year.
He did.
I'm not sure what it is, except I really do think he knows that the end is a lot closer maybe than he thought it was going to be. And I'm not saying he's fallen off the Max Kellerman cliff. That's not what he's done here. But we saw a slippage in his game last year.
Yes.
We thought last year he didn't look as much like Tom Brady as he normally does. And he's seeing it this year, too, because last year he could, in the back of his own mind, he could say, well, God, look who I'm throwing to, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball. This year, in the back of his mind, he's going, crap.
No, you got a Pro Bowl roster.
I got Evans. I got Godwin. I got Brown. I got Gronk. And I still look like this.
Do you think he thinks he's part of the problem right now?
No, I don't think he ever has.
I don't think so either.
I see, but see, he, how could he not think he's part of the problem?
Because he doesn't have that in him.
Easy. You could say that was a bad play call, Byron Leftwich. You could say Evans ran the wrong route. You could say Fournette dropped
it. You might, but Bruce Arians didn't say it.
Yeah, I know. Just but the do you think he agrees with everything Bruce Arians says post
game? No, I told you. I think he's going to get Bruce Arians fired.
Yes, Josh McDaniels be the head coach.
If
there's a year or two of this little production.
I think there will be a year or two. I think this isn't Brady's last year.
Well, I don't think so because I don't think he wants it to be. Are they going to cut him?
No.
You're going to have the balls to cut Tom Brady?
No. And who are you going to get somebody better than him right now?
No, he'd have to quit. And
I think
the only way I could see it happening, two ways. Theoretically, if they won the Super Bowl, I could see him saying, okay, now's the time. If they don't make the playoffs.
Oh, they're making the playoffs.
But even if they don't,
they're making the playoffs.
Again, you think he's going to walk away?
You think there's a chance they miss the playoffs, either of you?
Yes.
I think there's, I think there's a chance.
No
yes.
way.
Not a
great
chance.
They're a wild card team right now.
They have two.
They're the second wild card team.
Right, they're 7-4. They have two games with Atlanta, a game with Detroit, and a game with Minnesota left.
Trap games, all of them.
Yeah, they're the whole rest of the season.
7-9.
Trap game.
I don't think that's how that works. I don't think you can have six straight trap
games.
Who's
going to compete for that spot, though? Who's there's barely enough teams in the NFC.
Who would beat them? So, and I know we're going to talk about coming up, maybe they're going to add an eighth team, but even if it's just seven, you have one team in the NFC East, you have one team in the NFC North, you have three in the West, and then you have two in the South. Where's the other team? The Bears? You think the Bears are going to get
the Panthers are going to go on like a five-game win streak?
You never know.
The Bucks are...
It's a crazy year.
Minnesota's coming up the rear right now.
No.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they are. Hey. They just lost to the Cowboys.
Can we say
clean
that?
It up? No, John, dump yourself. Dump yourself. They're 100% making the playoffs.
I think they probably will, okay. But I don't think it's a given.
No, because
given.
Like, how many have the Ravens lost in a row now? Three? Or three of the last four?
I'm not as confident in the Ravens.
No, I know, but
there's other teams to compete in the AFC.
Yeah, the AFC's kind of loaded all of a sudden. The NFC
the
has their
lost
teams.
To the Patriots. Get off the loaded.
The AFC's loaded. No, but there's a lot of teams better than the Ravens.
No, but my point is if they lose
Steelers,
a game to a
Chiefs,
bad team,
Titans.
Do you think it's a total impossibility that Matt Ryan and the Falcons just put up crazy points one day and just win a shootout with Brady? Right. You think that's totally impossible?
Maybe they split there. Don't. Maybe they split with Atlanta. They're not going to lose both games to the Falcons.
What if Brady gets hurt?
What?
Brady could get hurt.
Okay, so could Matt Ryan.
Right,
so could Julio Jones.
Who's more due, Dale?
The old guy, I guess, is the way you'd
look at
it.
Last time he got hurt. Never gets hurt.
Fine. Well, obviously the division is basically cooked at this point. I mean, they've lost two to New Orleans already, and now they lost ground again. You know, with what happened this week.
Yeah, but how long is Drew Brees out for?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Taysom
it
Hill.
It doesn't seem to matter.
They keep finding
they
a new rib.
They played Atlanta. Like, come on. What are we doing here? You don't think
Why
the
are you
Saints?
So angry?
Because you guys are like, Saints have won it. Bucks are done. Like, what do you mean?
Matt Ryan has a history of upsetting good teams down the stretch of the year. Remember, they knocked out the Panthers when they were 14-0.
All right, so good news. New Orleans also plays Atlanta. They're in Denver. They have Kansas City as well. They're at Philly. Like, I don't think they've necessarily
that's
wrapped
like,
up
that's
the division.
That's like 1-6 down the stretch.
They're going to lose all these games.
Win-loss it quick.
Look at these games.
At lose
Denver,
those NFC East games.
Imagine having to go to at Denver, ending the season at Carolina.
Good
Philadelphia.
Luck.
Philadelphia, PJ Walker. Am I get McCaffrey back?
Undefeated as a professional starter is PJ Walker.
Thank you, Sean.
5-0 in the XFL, 1-0 in the NFL.
We just talked ourselves into the Bucks.
Professional starter.
Bucks are going to win that division.
Well, the question now is, will there be seven playoff teams or eight? We'll talk about that when we come back. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
Andy Hart is with Dale and Keefe every Tuesday and Thursday on WEEI.
If we've learned nothing else over the last number of months, what we've learned is that we are not in control of anything. The coronavirus is in control of our lives. And as far as the sports world is concerned, we've had a number of NCAA basketball season openers that have been postponed or in fact, canceled. We see it happen all the time at the collegiate level. So, you know, UMass Lowell was supposed to open their season on this weekend, but that's been pushed back because of an outbreak here or there.
Florida State Clemson on Saturday morning got canceled like right before the game was supposed to take place.
And Dabo Sweeney sounded like a fool.
He does that on occasion.
He normally does.
Yeah,
the best guy.
He sounded like a fool. But it seems as though the NFL is concerned about what's coming, even more than what's here now, based on the new restrictions that they put in place beginning this week, because it sounds as though they think guys there could be something coming along here.
And this is on the heels of last week's going to their intense protocol. So now we're
right.
They're locking beyond the intense protocol.
Like we were talking last week with Jason McCourty, and we're asking him, you know, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And he's like, nothing. Like, nobody can do anything. Like,
right. Not allowed.
He was, I mean, who knows if this is true, but he was telling us, like, you probably won't even see Devin. Like, I don't even know if that's true. But I'm just saying, like, they're trying to lock it down because they know there's an uptick going on, and you don't want to have what's happening to all these college teams. We just saw the Raiders. That was kind of dicey. Their whole defense was on the list for like a couple days. Then they all came back and they played and whatever.
The Ravens for Thursday. They've got two running backs who tested positive this week.
Pick up the Gus bus.
Are we sure it's going to get played?
We're not right now.
They haven't missed a game in a long time.
But that would also be a huge one to postpone. It's your big new addition to the Thanksgiving holiday.
And it's the only good lineup. It's the only good game.
It's a great
lineup,
game.
I mean.
Yeah. Are you just going to pull that and not have anything on?
Because you can't really tell teams now, oh, by the way, you're playing Thursday.
By the way, you get a game tomorrow. Get out there. Have fun.
I don't want the eighth playoff team. I really, really don't.
Wait, you don't want the Patriots to make the playoffs?
They won't. They wouldn't be
what
eighth.
A Scrooge.
They'd be like 9th or 10th or 11th.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Nothing is over. Nothing.
The ball.
And yours sucks because it had them in the AFC title game.
Well,
that
was a bad reading, all right? I got a better look at it now. It's clearer now.
So if there's an eighth team, you don't think they have a shot?
No, and I want the top team to have a little bit of an advantage. I like having the bye. It's something to play for those teams like Kansas City and Pittsburgh or the Saints or whoever. You have something to play for down the stretch. You have some sort of advantage because we all know home field advantage won't be the same thing as it has been in previous seasons. So why not give them the bye
rather than
getting some other crap team in the playoffs?
They changed this year to the most valuable bye of all time, a singular one.
Yes.
You're the only
one. Yes.
And then they could take that away completely if you go to the eighth playoff spot. But it would let the Patriots continue all their streaks and you'd have a good feel-good Christmas season.
You think they're going to be the team that just misses out?
No, not really.
Okay.
Few
teams ahead of them, I feel
that even less watching the Rams, the team they have to play. I think that Aaron Donald and that Rams defense may literally kill the Patriots.
And how do you think they're going to do stopping Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods?
Not great. Probably pass rusher's fault.
So in the memo that the NFL sent to their teams yesterday, it was called Major Updates to the COVID-19 Protocols.
Wow, so you got to pay attention to those.
It was major and bold and caps.
Underlined.
You know, among the things, for instance, if you're on the sidelines, if you don't have your helmet on getting ready to come into a game, you have to have a mask on. And, oh, by the way, Andy, you know that welder's shield you've been wearing? Well, that's not going to cut it anymore. You got to get a mask. The whole post-game thing, which looks like unless Tom Brady's sprinting to the locker room. But, you know, you got all these guys out there hugging and all that stuff. Well, that's going to end. You know, a very limited amount of time to say good game and get the hell off the field.
This is the dumbest stuff in the world, isn't it? Because on the field, has any team passed it to another team yet? We've been playing 11 weeks. Has the team passed it to another team? Is the team getting it right there on the sideline from a coach who doesn't have their mask on? They need to be more concerned about what these guys do when they leave the facility and members go in. It has nothing to do with on the field.
Well, let's look at the Ravens. They had two running backs who tested positive after they played their game the other day. And, you know, if they've got an older coach, a running backs coach on the sidelines, and he's, you know, face-to-face with the guy saying, hey, you got to hit that hole better, if that coach doesn't have his mask on, they easily could pass that on to him.
Well, the coach can wear the mask if he wants, but I'm saying the players aren't wearing masks on the field. They shouldn't have to wear masks on the sideline. It's so dumb.
The phrase that annoys me that has come out of this whole over an abundance of caution, this is the nth degree. It may only save one transmission in 32 teams over 10 weeks of football or whatever. But if you can, you do it, right? I mean, is there really a big deal, a real reason not to?
Well, I still maintain that the coaches seem to be having a difficult time communicating, or at least they feel that they do. And I don't think the head coaches or the play callers need to wear them. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, so maybe there is...
I think their job is affected by wearing the mask, whereas the players, you'd make the same argument. Their job would also be affected, so they don't have to wear them.
But I'm just saying, like, we saw it this week. Last couple weeks. Cam Newton, when he sits on the bench next to Josh McDaniels, has a mask on.
Over his mouth.
You can see the guy. No, I know. But the guy walks around. He has like a stack of them. There's some ball boy who hands him out.
Right.
Is that altering in any way Cam's success as a quarterback or what? No. So why not do it? Like, why not do it? But other than mean, just like, no, I'm not doing it. You get back to, I'm not like putting
if,
a mask on.
I feel like if you want to do it, you do it. But you shouldn't get fined or anything if you don't.
Well, you're an employee. We have rules. We're trying to protect the whole. So I'm sorry. If I tell you to put a damn mask
these
on
the
sideline,
these guys are getting tested every day. I just feel like.
Yeah, we've already learned you can be negative,
no,
positive.
No, I know that, yeah.
Like Adam Thielen was yesterday when he got placed on the COVID-19 list and the two Baltimore running backs. And
he had a hell of a catch, though.
Oh, my God, yes.
Holy smokes.
He caught a couple things. You know what I'm saying?
Right, COVID.
We'll talk to Keyshawn Johnson coming up next. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.